Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hey there, Kyle Paletto, host of Walkthrough here with a little bonus news for you off the back of the Ubisoft Forward event this morning. Lots of new Assassin's Creed games, some new Tom Clancy titles, Mario plus Rabbids DLC, and more. Let's jump in.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
It's the 15th anniversary of Assassin's Creed, and hooded parkour experts with knives were the stars of the show, with four new games being announced. We already knew about Mirage. It's a return to the smaller, more tightly focused games of the past. We're talking pre-Assassin's Creed Origins big open worlds. It looks like Ubisoft have been listening to the public who want to see a return to a more stealth-focused style of gameplay, and it's likely to have a 15 to 20 hour duration, which is much closer to the original games it's clearly very inspired by. Sticking with Assassin's Creed, there were teasers for three future AC projects: Codename Red, which is set in feudal Japan; Codename Hex, rumoured to be set in Europe during the 16th century witch trials; and Project Jade, a mobile game set in ancient China, both of which sound like they'll be mixing up the open world format quite a bit. I was a big fan of Assassin's Creed, but dropped off after Black Flag. It sounds like Ubisoft is willing to try a few different things with the series, which has gotten pretty samey over the years, so I'm hoping one of these titles is interesting enough to drag me back into the franchise, but I'll be waiting for gameplay trailers before I get too hyped. On top of the game announcements, Ubisoft also unveiled more details about Assassin's Creed Infinity, which sounds like a launcher similar to Halo Waypoint, which collects all the games under one roof. Interestingly, it sounds like the modern-day segments of the game will live within Infinity, rather than being an integrated part of the new titles. Sounds like an overcomplication of the video game purchasing process to me, but hey, we'll see how it goes. Moving away from Assassins, Ubisoft had a heap of other titles and DLC to announce. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope had one of its three DLC packs announced ahead of its release next month, including Rayman, who will join the game. Which makes sense, as the Rabbids were breakout characters from the Rayman series. The first title in this turn-based tactical strategy game was a surprise hit, and I'm sure fans are going to flock to the sequel when it's released on October 20. Trackmania, the formerly PC-exclusive racing game series, will be heading to PS5 and Xbox Series X and S next year. Skull and Bones, the open-world pirate RPG, showed off some customization options. That game will be out on November 8. Capcom's Castlevania will be crossing over with the Smash Bros.-like platform brawler Brawlhalla, so you'll be able to play as Simon Belmont and Alucard, which is a bit of a surprise. Somehow, Ubisoft managed to keep this not-so-miserable little pile of secrets to themselves. For fans of Tom Clancy games, we got a brief look at The Division Heartland, a free-to-play action shooter set in Middle America. Registrations for the closed alpha of the looter shooter are open now. Rainbow Six Mobile, the port of Siege for mobile devices, got a 5-minute presentation announcing beta testing, which will begin this coming week. And three mobile games were announced in partnership with Netflix. The previously mentioned Assassin's Creed Project Jade, a Valiant Hearts game releasing next year, and The Mighty Quest, a roguelike follow-up to 2015's The Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. The weirdest part is all three will only be playable in the Netflix mobile app.
Gaming news from Sifter, each week on Walkthrough.
And that's it for this short little update. Jump back in the feed to grab all the rest of the news for Sunday, 11th of September on episode 31, and we'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Thank you.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.